Good morning. Today we begin the sixth parak of Masechet Nedarim. Thank you very much for coming. And may we merit that our learning should be a schus for Refuah Shleima, for all those who need a Refuah Shleima, especially Yehuda ben Margalit Sara, and all the other members of our community who are in need of a Refuah Shleima. So we begin the sixth parak of Masechet Nedarim. And this parak deals with a topic that we've seen again in Masechet Nedarim, which is that in Nedarim, we follow the Lashon Bnei Adam, the terminology that a person uses, or what do people mean by this word? So if a person uses a vague word, tavshil, something cooked, tzli, something roasted, we don't say, oh, let's go to a linguist, we'll go to a professor of biblical Hebrew, and he'll tell us what the word tzli meant in the prophet Isaiah and what it meant in the prophet Yirmiyahu. And based on that, that's what this person's neder was. No, we go out into the street. And what do people mean by the word tzli? And that'll be the definition of a neder. That's called Haleich Achar Lashon Bnei Adam. Follow the way people speak. But we'll see, it's not so simple. Maybe there's an argument about it. So the Mishnah teaches, Hanoder Min HaMavushal. A person who makes a neder where he says, anything mivushal, anything cooked, is prohibited to me. Good. Cake is something baked. And mutar betzli, he's allowed to have things that are roasted. Roasted would be a person takes a chicken, puts it on a spit, and then he has it going around and around with some heat source. So there, that's not bishul. Bishul means something cooked in a pot with water, but this is called tzali. Tzali is not bishul, and therefore he's allowed to have tzli. Uvis shaluk, he's also allowed to have things that are shaluk. The Ran says, even though generally shaluk means overcooked, here it can't mean overcooked, because if it would mean overcooked, so that means it was first cooked, it was asur, now it became overcooked, became permitted. So the Ran explains that here the word shaluk means undercooked. Bashul v'enu mevushal, you know, like half raw. So shaluk would also be permitted. Sushi. Sushi is not cooked at all. I guess it depends. Tempura is cooked, but the other types of sushi aren't cooked. Amar, if he said, konam tavshil she'eni to'eim, there is a law like korban to any tavshil. I'm not going to taste tavshil. Aser b'maisek deira rach. He's not allowed to have porridge which is very soft, very fluid, very liquidy. Umuter ba'ave. But he's allowed to have thick porridge. Thick oatmeal would be allowed. Because we're going to see, the Gemara will explain that the term tavshil means something that you eat with bread. So if you have, you know, watery, soup-like oatmeal, so you might take some bread, you put it into the soup-like oatmeal, and you soak up the liquid and you eat it together. But if you had a very thick porridge, so that's the same thing as bread. And the Gemara is going to say that only the idiots eat bread with bread. So a normal person, if they have bread, they join it with some other taste, you know, something which, you know, with an oil, with a hummus. But to have bread with bread, what'd you gain? You're already having bread. So bread with thick porridge is like bread with bread. So that's not normally eaten with bread. And therefore the term tavshil would not apply to thick porridge. Umuter, and he's also permitted bebeitza turmuta with this, you know, miniature eggs that could be swallowed. So that's not really a food, that's really a medicine. Ubedla'as haramutza. And with the dla'at is pumpkin that comes from a certain place called Karkuza. Again, these are not normally foods eaten with bread in a meal. So therefore, he said he's not going to have tavshil. This is not considered a tavshil, this cooked dla'at. Hanoder mi maisek deira, a person who says neder, I'm not going to have any, you know, maisek deira, the produce of a pot, Ein aser elo mimaisa resichta. So then he's only prohibited from something that had to be boiled. It had to boil a lot on the oven. Amar konem ayored l'kdeira. She'eni toim. He said there is a status of korban for anything that goes into a pot. I'm not going to taste it. Then aser b'chalam is bashel b'kdeira. Then he can't have anything that got cooked in a pot, even if for it to be cooked it didn't need to be boiled excessively. It still would be prohibited to him.
It's a problem if in our zman we have a magash, we'll call it kdeira.
No, we don't call that kdeira. Kdeira is a pot. Yeah, magash is not a kdeira. Magash is a platter.
Because it doesn't have the omek.
Look, deirazin, which goes on the oven, it goes on the flames. It's like sear.
Sear. But Rabbi, in our zman, was a joke. You didn't have what to put in the bread. In lechem lavan, we would sell more expensive lechem shachot because it was cheaper. And we say, let's make prusat lechem. Take two lechem shachor. And put
black bread.
So they
actually used to eat bread with bread, but they were different types of bread. Wow. And people didn't have enough money to afford even a chocolate spread or wow.
There were no chocolates.
Wow, amazing.
But Rabbi, are you allowed to use the sauce of that cooked food?
No, the sauce is part of the cooked food. That's right. If somebody says a neder on cooked food, he can't have the gravy either. The gravy is also cooked. Tanya, we were taught in a brisa, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia Oser, a person made a neder, not to eat mevushal, not to eat things that are mevushal. We translated mevushal as cooked, so we said mutar bitzali, he's allowed things that are roasted. Rabbi Yoshia Oser, Rabbi Yoshia says, no, tzali is included in the term mevushal. V'yafal b'she'en raya, l'davar, and even though we don't have a proof to this, zecha l'davar, there is a memorial or a hint to this, shenamer, because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, vayivashlu haPesach ba'esh kimishpat, they cooked the korban Pesach in fire, as is its law. Now we know, we learned Masechet Pesachim, one of the laws of korban Pesach, it has to be tzli'esh, it has to be roasted, it can't be mevushal. The Torah says it's a lav, lo tochlu mimenu, no, bashel mevushal b'mayim, kiim tzli'esh, it has to be roasted over an open fire, you have to have the fire, the flames of fire absorbing or burning away the liquid. That's the only way to have korban Pesach. And here the Torah used the word, the Navi in Divrei Hayamim says, vayivashlu haPesach, he used the term bishul, for the preparation of Pesach, kamishpat, like its law, which obviously means tzli. So we see that roasted is included in the term bishul. Says the Gemara, lema b'haka miflagi. Maybe the argument between Rabbi Yoshia, who's in the Brisa, and the Tana of our Mishnah, is that they're arguing about the issue that I raised at the beginning of our learning. To Rabbi Yoshia, savar leichachar lashon Torah. Rabbi Yoshia says that when a person makes a neder, he said, I'm not going to have mevushal. What does mevushal mean? Well, let's look in the Chumash, let's look in the Torah, let's look in Nevi'im, let's look in Ketuvim. And based on scripture, that'll give us the definition of mevushal. So since in the scripture, the definition of mevushal included roasting too, when a person makes a neder, he's not allowed to have things that are roasted, even though he prohibited only that which is mevushal. However, v'tana dilan savar, but our tana is of the opinion b'nedarim aleich achar lashem b'nei adam. And when it comes to a neder, we don't go to the professors or the mefarshim to understand what did the word mean. No, we go to the street. We ask the guy sitting on the street corner, what does it mean to you? What is the connotation of this word? How do you use the word mevushal? The way people use the word mevushal is that mevushal means cooked with liquid, whereas tzli is something else. So the Tana of our Mishnah says we follow the way people talk. The Tana, Rabbi Yoshia, holds we follow the text of the scripture. Yeah, question?
Did it include the mevushal wine?
Mevushal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cooked.
It's not a soft, I mean, it's not a solid. But
it's true, it's true. But you're raising a very good question. I was listening this morning to Rabbi Elephant. So he said that there's a halacha that's coming up about Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that the Seudah Mafsekes can't be two cooked dishes, can't be two tavshilim. That's how we have bread, because that's baked, and an egg. So what about a cup of hot tea or a cup of coffee? Is a coffee also called tavshil? So he said most posts can permit it in the Seudah Mafsekes, because as you're pointing out, that halacha is not to have two cooked tavshilim, but it's not called a tavshil. This is mayim. This is a drink. A drink is not the same thing as a tavshil, even though it's a heated drink. But that's not the same thing as a tavshil. So most do permit. But wine that's mevushal, I think there are changes, right? When you pasteurize the wine, I think that would be called mevushal. I think so. It'd be different than tea.
But it's liquid too, right?
It is a liquid, but I think there's something changes in it more than when you heat water. When you heat water and you put tea into it, I don't know, it doesn't seem to me like the water changed. But when you have wine, you know, raw wine versus cooked wine, I think there's more of a change here. So I don't know, maybe that would include.
Hot water would be mevashel tei b'Shabbat.
Yeah, for Shabbos, yes. For Shabbos, yes. But in terms of Lashon Bnei Adam, it's not the same.
By the way, it's Gemara is going to read, because even today in Israel, you find that people will say on a lot of things that it's the barbecue, no barbecue, Zemevushal. It means Zemevushal.
Ah, so we're about to get to that. Okay, good. So the Gemara suggested that the argument between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yosha was whether we follow the terminology of people or we follow the terminology of psukim, because Rabbi Yosha, after all, quotes a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, the kulei alma, everybody agrees, b'nedarim malachacher lashem bnei adam. Everyone agrees in regards to nedarim, the definition of the words that a person used are the way people talk, alechacher lashem bnei adam." So what's the argument? Mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. One is talking about his town, and the other is talking about his town. In other words, biasri the tana lidilan in the town of Artana litzali kari leitzli lemuvushal kari lemuvushal. When they use the term mevushal, that means cooked with liquid. When they use the term tzli, that means roasted. However, biasri Rabbi Yosha in the town of Rabbi Yosha, afilu tzali kari mevushal. Even roasted is called mevushal. People call it mevushal. Like Izzy said, in Israel today, at a barbecue, they say, "Zeh mevushal, it's cooked." So that's what it is in that area. So in that area, it's included. And therefore, that's what he's saying. So one second, if that's the case, why does he quote a pasuk? Vakra nasivla. But he quoted a pasuk, that the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that they were mevashel the Pesach kamishpat. What do you need a pasuk for if he doesn't care about the pasuk? He should be quoting the guy on the street corner in his town. So the answer is he really is quoting the guy in the street corner. The pasuk is just a way to remember it. Asmachta ba'alma. Just an association. You'll remember the law when you associate it with the pasuk. Here's a hint to it. The pasuk is a good way to remember the shiur. That's what the pasuk said. And he's saying like the pasuk, but really not that the pasuk is the source. The pasuk is just the reminder. Okay, then we learned about tavshil, konam tavshil. If a person says a konam for a cooked porridge, so then he can't have masak deira, he can't have porridge that's soft, but he could have porridge that's thick. Ask the Gemara, v'mi tavshil nadar. But he said he's not going to have a tavshil. So, tavshil is from the word bishul, sounding like things that are cooked. Thick porridge is also cooked. You don't have oatmeal that's not cooked. So Amar Abaye answered, "Hi Tana, this Tana believes kol nidi demis achel barifta tavshil kari lei. Tavshil doesn't just mean that it was cooked; it was mivushal. It's something that goes together with bread." We know that in those days, the main staple of a meal was bread. The kviut su'uda, the establishment of the meal, was on the bread. So what goes with the bread? What would be added to help the bread taste better? So therefore, thick porridge doesn't go with bread. And we learned this way in a brisa as well. V'atanya, as we learned in a brisa, anodim in a tavshil, person who made a neder not to have any tavshil, asur b'chol minei tavshil, he's not allowed to have any type of tavshil, and therefore v'asur b'tzali, he's not allowed to have roasted, uv'shaluk, or half raw, uv'mevushal, or anything cooked, v'asur b'hitrios rakos, and he's not allowed to have the small gourds, squash, butternut squash, shahacholin ochlin bahen pitan, because sick people eat the small squash with their bread. So since it is something that goes together with bread, it's called tavshil. So you see that the definition of tavshil is what goes with bread. You know, sometimes a person, you know, grills a steak or a burger on the grill, and they have a bun. They eat it with the bun. It goes with the bread. So things that go with the bread, that's called tavshil, even though it wasn't necessarily cooked with liquid. Aini, is this so that sick people enjoy squash? V'ha Rabbi Yirmiyah chalash. We know that Rabbi Yirmiyah got sick. A doctor came in to heal him. Chazakara to machet bevete. He saw squash in the house of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shav kevenafak. The doctor was so offended that that was what his diet was. He walked out. Amar Malach Musa Isla Ledein Bevesa. He said, this man is the angel of death in his house. And I'm going to come to heal him. You know, he's killing himself. He's eating squash. So you see that squash is terrible for sick people. And we just said that squash is considered tavshil. It's considered something cooked because sick people eat the squash together with their bread. So answers the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction, depends on the squash. Ha berechivi, ha berakivi, ha bashuni. One is talking about soft squash, the fresh squash, and one is talking about tough squash, hard squash. Hard squash is bad. Soft squash is better.
Nada. You have to go on mute.
And mute him.
Okay. And tell him don't breathe either.
No, he can breathe, it's just... How about shooting you? Rabbi Bar Ula, Amar Rabbi Bar Ula said the difference between the squashes is like this. Habakara gufe, one is the squash. Habagavya dakara, one is the peel of the squash. The shell of the squash is a recipe for disaster. That's going to make a sick person even more sick. If he's going to eat the inside of the squash, that's good with bread. It heals the sick person. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lulavi dakara, he said, the inside of the squash, basilka, together with beets, and lulavi dekitna, the inside of flax, bekutcha, with the cheese sauce called kutach, davar, that's amazing, that's great. But davar zeh, asur l'omer b'fnei am ha'aretz. But you can't tell this to those who are amaratzim. Now why can't you tell it to the amaratzim? So I heard again from Rabbi Elephant that the Ran says you can't tell the amaratzim that the inside of the flax is great for the sick people when you eat it together with kutach, with this cheese sauce, because then they're going to go out and steal flax. And others say that, quoted other mefarshim who explained that everybody knows this is what's medicinal. So if they know that the rabbis are saying this is medicinal, they'll say, oh, the rabbis don't tell us anything new. They won't have respect for the rabbis. So therefore, you can't say these laws to amaratzim.
Very sick.
Right.
The doctor allowed because
yes,
to walk in because yes, it's a
we learned both that there's the issue of pikuach nefesh, and besides pikuach nefesh, there's also the issue that the person who made the neder never had intent to prohibit to cause himself not to live. You know, he always had a carve out for his own health, but that was never included in the neder. Rava, my Rava gave a third answer. So, man cholin, who are the sick people who it's a good idea for them to eat squash? It's really not sick people, it's the rabbanon, it's the rabbis. Now, the rabbis are sick because they're weak, because they don't sleep much. They stay up late at night learning, so they don't have a strong constitution. So they need the squash to give them kayach. But for a real sick person, that's what we saw, that you know, the doctor came into Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was upset that Rabbi Yirmiyah had squash, because if someone is really sick, squash is very bad. Rav Latame, this is Rav Lashitaso. Tama Rav, Rav used to say, Keman Matzlin Al-Tzin V'Amri, why are we to be praying every day for people who are sick? We say, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, and people who are weak. That's like Rabbi Yossi. That's like Rabbi Yossi, who holds in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that Adam Nidun B'chol Yom, that it's not that the judgment is on Rosh Hashanah, but rather every day there's a judgment. So since every day there's a judgment, every day we should be praying that today's judgment should go well. Because if every judgment was on Rosh Hashanah, what's the point of praying every day? Because we should pray before Rosh Hashanah, but then it's already been decided. That's it. So like, who are we praying every day for the sick and the weak? It's like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a person is judged every day. So, Mida Amar Ktziri Umari, since he said those who are ill and those who are weak, Shema Mina Ktziri Ktziri Mamash. It means there are two types of people who need to pray. There are those who are ill, literally ill. And then there are those who are weak. Who are weak? My Marie, that is the Rabbanan. The people who are weak are the rabbis. So he holds that you have to pray for the rabbis because the rabbis are weak. So if you're praying for the rabbis, okay, the rabbis are the ones for whom squash with bread is good for their weakness. But for a real ill person, that's where we had the doctor who came in to visit Rabbi Yirmiyah, who taught that for a real ill person, squash is very destructive and it's very bad to eat. Umutar be'ava, the Mishnah said, if a person said, I'm not going to have tavshil, so he's not allowed to have, he's allowed to have the thick porridge. He's not allowed to have the thin porridge, but he could have the thick porridge. Why could he have the thick porridge? Because the thick porridge doesn't get eaten together with bread. Masnisan deloke bavloi. Our Mishnah is not like the Babylonians, not like the Iraqi Jews. Reb Zeir used to say, bavloi tipshai. The Babylonians are very foolish. I mean, that's a kind translation of the word tipish. Da'achli lachma belachma. They eat bread with bread. In other words, when you have bread, you want to have something that has a different taste to add to it. So you can put margarine on the bread, or cheese on the bread, or put hummus, or chatzilim on the bread, eggplant on the bread. But to have bread, to have another piece of bread on the bread, well, you already have the bread. So when you have thick daisa, thick oatmeal, that's like bread. It's a thick starch. So why would anybody eat that with bread? No one eats that with bread. And therefore, he said he's not going to have a tavshil. Daisa is not, a thick daisa is not a tavshil. Okay, so now the Gemara gets into all sorts of discussions about oatmeal. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda used to say, Dimashi lahon lahalein nakdane dehutza. Is there a person who has asked the particular people of Hutza about the way they eat? They're very particular in terms of how they eat. Did somebody ask them, Hadein Daisa, this porridge, Heichin Mali Lamichla, what's the best way to eat it? Dechiti, the Lachma Dechiti, Should you take the porridge that's cream of wheat and eat it together with wheat bread? V'desari, and the porridge that's cream of barley. Belachma desari, should that be eaten with barley bread? Odilm, or maybe the opposite. Dechiti b'desari, if you're eating cream of wheat, that you should eat with barley bread, because then there's somewhat of a different taste. The porridge is one taste, and the bread is a different taste. Udesari, and if you're eating the cream of barley, bidachiti, then you should eat it with the wheat bread. Rava achle bechasisi. So Rava used to eat his bread with flour made out of caramelized caramelized wheat. So the Ran explains that that's, you know, barley that didn't grow even a third, but then they dry it out in the heat in the oven, and that's called kimcha davshona, and out of that they make this very nice porridge. Others say it was lentil porridge. So that's how Rava used to eat his bread, with the point being that, you know, if something is, this is certainly a different taste than the bread. You know, it's even more drastic a change than, you know, wheat to barley. This is a completely different taste.
We're talking here about Tafshil. Why the Masechet Nedarim is not following Shabbat? Of what Shabbat considering to be Tafshil?
Because we follow Lashon Bnei Adam. What do people mean when they...
Nedarim, we want Lashon Bnei Adam.
Yeah, what did people mean when they said the word Tafshil?
So we don't want to mix it with Shabbat. Mm-hmm.
So some more laws about, or some more details about eating porridge. Rabba bar Rav Huna ashkechele Rav Huna dekaachel daisa be'etzba isei. Rabba bar Rav Huna met his father Rav Huna. We know Rav Huna was a great Talmud Chacham, the second generation of the Amoraim. We learned in Maseches Ksubis that on a bad day, Rav Huna had 800 people listening to him and 13 translators to get his word further, you know, to the farthermost student to hear. So he saw his father, Rav Huna, would eat the porridge with his fingers. Amar Leis, he said, Amai kachal mar biyadi, why do you put your fingers into the oatmeal and eat it like that? Amar Leis, hachi amar Rav. This comes back to Rav, the first generation of the Amoraim. Daisa betz b'isa basin. When you eat the oatmeal with your fingers, it's sweeter. V'chol dekein betarting. And if you have two fingers in, it's even better. V'chol dekein even the plus, and even better is three fingers. Three fingers into the daisa, that tastes the best. Amale Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav said to Chia his son, v'chein amale Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei, and Rav Huna told Rabba his son, mezamnen lach l'meichel daisa, when they invite you to come eat some porridge, go ad parsa. Go, even if you have to walk a parsa, till you get there. L'meichel bisu detura, if they invite you to eat the meat of an ox, atlas a parsa. That's so good, it's worth walking three parsa to get a good steak. Amar le Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav told Chia his son. V'chein amar le Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei. And Rav Huna said to Rabba his son, if you feel some spittle in your mouth, kol midam, from something that you ate, so you know what you should do, lo tiflot, swallow it, don't spit it out, kame rabach, in front of your Rebbe, because, you know, if you spit in front of your Rebbe, you'll look bad, and it's disgusting to your Rebbe. Levar min karav edaisa, except if you ate squash or porridge, and then you have some spittle that you have to spit out, even if your Rebbe is standing there. Why? Shehin dom lupsilta shel ever. Because the spittle from porridge or pumpkin or butternut squash is like lead. It's like a hot lead. So you don't want to swallow lead. And therefore, afilu kame shvor malka. Even if you're in front of the king, shvor malka, plot. Spit it out and don't be embarrassed. It's okay. You need it for your health to get it out of you.
At that time, even the Knesset, the people would say,
No, I think in some shuls they still have spittoons. And Yalenu, right? Shehem Ishtachvim Lehevel Varik. You know why? Because Varik is Begematria Yeshu. It's a way to spit at Oso Ish. They're saying that they bow to nothingness Varik. Varik is Begematria Yeshu, that they're spitting at Oso Ish, at Yashka. And that's why it was stopped, because the Christians were upset about it. So that's why that line was taken out of most of the Sidurim. Shem Ishtachvim was a censor. But anyway, going back to the Gemara. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda were once eating porridge together. Chad ochel daisa betzbo. You say one put his fingers in and he licked it. V'chad ochel behutza. The other one used a piece of wood. Amar le d'ochel behutza l'd'ochel betzbo. You say the one who is eating with, I guess, a chopstick to the one who is eating with his finger. You know, how long are you giving me your excrement? There's all sorts of dirt underneath your fingernails. You put your fingers in. All that dirt is going into my porridge. The one who was eating with his fingers said to the one who was eating with the piece of wood, how long do I have to eat your spit, right? Because you lick your piece of wood and you put it back in, so the spit goes into the porridge. So why should I be eating your spit? Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon, I see l'kamayu belusfin. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they brought them these bad figs, very hard to digest. So Rabbi Yehuda, achil, Rabbi Yehuda ate these figs, Rabbi Shimon lo achil, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't eat it. Amle Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shimon, my time of Lachal Mar, why aren't you eating these figs? Amle Rabbi Shimon said, Eilu ein yotzim yibnei me'ayin kol ikar. These things never get out of the intestines. It's so hard to digest these figs, they're going to create a blockage, chas v'shal. Amle Rabbi Yehuda said, so kol shekein. So all the more so you should eat it. So then this machalein lamachar, because it'll fill us up to tomorrow too. You'll eat it now, and it'll stay there, you'll stay full, all the way till tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Kamei, Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda was once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfin. Amalei Rabbi Tarfin said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hayom panecha tzuvin. We saw this Gemara earlier. He said, today your face is all shining, like, had a great day, what's going on? So Amalei, he said, I'll tell you why. Emesh, last night, Yatzu avodecha lasadeh, your slaves went out into the field. They brought us beets. Ooh. And we ate them. It was so good, we didn't even have to put salt on it. So we're in such a good mood, and we look so great, because, wow, last night's food was amazing. If we would have put salt in the beets, all the more so you see that our face would be red. It would be, glowing. See that, the good old Russian diet was something that the Gemara liked, borscht and beets. The Gemara liked these things. Amrahi Machanisa. So there was this non-Jewish woman, noble woman. She said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mora v'Ravi, I don't understand, you're issuing rulings, you look drunk. She knew the halacha, that you're not allowed to issue a ruling when you're drunk. You look drunk and you're issuing rulings. Amalei, no. Hemnusa biyada da'itza. I swear by you, my testimony is to you, this woman. I swear by you. Itim nele kiddush of avdaltavar because of the pisra. The only wine I ever drink is kiddush, avdala, and the four cups of the Seder. And by the way, I have such a hard time with the four cups of wine in the Seder night. Chograni tzidai, I have to, wrap myself, I have to wrap my head with a kerchief. Min Pesach ad Atzeres, from Pesach till Shavuos, because I have such a bad headache, such a hangover from the four cups of wine in the Seder night. So there's no way that I'm drunk. So you say, well, you seem to be in such a good mood. Chachmas Adam Toyer Panav. When a person has wisdom, his face shines. So the wisdom of the Torah is illuminating my face. That's why it looks like I'm drunk. There was a tzeduki. He said to Rabbi Yehuda, Panecha Domin, Ikemalve Beribis, Ikemagadli Chazirim. You look, so happy. You're like a guy who's a banker, who lends with interest, so he makes a lot of money even though he sits and does nothing. People keep paying interest as the time goes on. Or like someone who grows pigs, and the pig eats a lot, gets bigger and bigger, he makes a lot of money. So you look like someone who's making a lot of money. Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda said to the Sadducee, B'Yehudai Tarvayu Asir, and I live in Judea, we can't raise pigs and we don't lend with interest. Elo esim varba beisakisa isli mean beisad beis medrasha. There are 24 bathrooms from my house to the beis medrash. V'chalsha v'shani nichnas lechem ve'achad. And every moment as I'm walking to shul, I keep going into the bathroom. So I cleaned myself out. I look great. I look great because I cleaned myself out before I came to shul. Rabbi Yehuda Kadazel Bay Midrash, when Rabbi Yehuda would go to the Beis Medrash, Shoki Gulfal Katve used to carry the toilet on his shoulder. And he didn't feel it's a bad thing. Amr said, Gdola Malacha Shema Chabedis is Ba'ala. It's a great thing to do work. It gives honor to the one who possesses it. So now it's going to be better. I'll get to shul and I'll sit on this utensil. Rabbi Shimon Shakil Tzanel Kisvi. Rabbi Shimon used to carry a basket on his shoulder. I'm not embarrassed. On the contrary, it's good that people see that I'm working. It honors me. The work honors me. The Bissud Rabbi Yehuda, the wife of Rabbi Yehuda, Nafkis, she once went out to the market. Nakta Imra, she bought wool of the Glima de Hutavi. She made this very beautiful robe out of it. Kadnafkis Lashuka, when she went out to the market, Michsabe, she was wearing this beautiful robe. The Kadnafik Rabbi Yehuda Litzlui, when Rabbi Yehuda would go out to pray, have a Mekasi Umatzi. He also used to wear this robe and pray. The Kadmichsibe, and when he would wear this robe, have a Mevarech, he used to make a bracha. Baruch Shatani Me'il. Blessed is God who's given me this beautiful, beautiful robe.